Okay, well, eventually Greek civilization went into decline and they became subservient to Romans. Now, Romans had very little interest in basic science, in the questions of, you know, how the and why the stars and the sun and the planets move the way they do. Instead, they were great engineers. They were great builders. They were interested in practical things. And they developed, at that time, the most extensive set of roads throughout the Europe. And because of that, there was tremendous movement of people at that time throughout the continental Europe that was surpassed in its scale only much later with the invention of steam engine, when people started traveling by train or steamships. Okay? They also built aqueducts, systems for supplying cities with water. They also invented concrete. They were the first, although now there is some dispute, some archaeologists claim that it was actually discovered during the time of ancient Greece, but at least, I mean, Romans did use concrete in their construction work. However, the recipe for it was subsequently lost, so we had to reinvent concrete again. So they contributed a great deal to building roads and aqueducts and many practical things, but they were not predisposed to asking the fundamental questions about nature around them. Well, the Roman Empire eventually, like any empire, when it gets too big, starts to split, and automatically it goes into a decline. It split into the western part, where basically what happened was that there was a transition to what we now call Dark Ages. There was a reversal to a feudal, village-based agrarian society, and the Greek works were lost in the western part of the Roman Empire. The eastern part, the Byzantine, it was very much under the influence of the Greek culture. It was Byzantine was, as we say, Hellenized to a great extent. And Greek ideas and works were widely known. Well, by the 7th century, the East Roman Empire, Byzantine Empire, was conquered by Islamic Arabs. And basically, they absorbed all the Greek ideas. They had an extensive program of translating the famous works of philosophers, mathematicians, and so on, poets from Greek into Arabic. Ptolemy's work, and he was the guy who actually perfected this system of epicycles, was translated into Arabic. They also, at that time, poetry and mathematics were flourishing in the Arabic countries. For instance, they spread the numerals, Arabic numerals that we use today, right, to write down the numbers, which simplify certain procedures like long division. Can you imagine how would long division look like if you had to use the Roman numerals? Not easy thing to do. They also made tremendous progress in navigation. So you had, on one hand, in the western part of the world, Dark Ages, all the reference to the Greek works was lost. In the East, their work was widely known and eventually assimilated into Arabic culture. And then Greek ideas were later reintroduced into the West via two separate ways. One was via Islamic Spain, which Spain was conquered and ruled by Arabs from 711 AD to 1492. And at that time, Spain was, in particular, some caliphates, like Cordovan Caliphate, were a very lively mix of different cultures and religions, Muslims, Christians, and Jews, right? And they interacted very actively with each other, and through these interactions, the old Greek ideas were reintroduced into the West. The second route was via crusaders who aimed to recover Jerusalem for Christendom, and they recovered many of the ancient Greek texts and brought them back to the West. The system of epicycles was perfected by Ptolemy, who lived from 100 to 170 AD, and he made a set of detailed tables that could be used to predict the position of planets in particular. But because these tables were based on the wrong assumption, every now and then they had to be revised because they would be out of sync. And there was one revision ordered by Spanish King Alfonso. And when eventually the work was done to revise the Ptolemy's tables, he looked at them and he said, "I'm sure that if the creator was responsible for these things, then he would have come up with much simpler scheme than what you presented me with." So again, they had to be revised after a certain period of time because they were based on the wrong model. Now, Aristotle's ideas about the universe were accepted as a dogma by a Roman Catholic Church and remained unchanged basically up until the time of the Renaissance.